Welcome to Next Level Healing. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Perry. For 25 years, I've helped professionals, first responders, celebrities, Olympians, teachers, moms, dads, and people just like you achieve their results better and faster than they thought possible. This is where measurable modern science meets the quantum. We're so glad you're here. Let's dive right in. Welcome. I'm here with Courtney.
Hi.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
So Courtney is amazing, and I had so much fun working through the process with you.
I did too.
What were you struggling with before we met?
Really bad anxiety. Debilitating. It kept me from being the person that I wanted to be. It kept me from my family. It kept me from activities. And I just wanted to break free of all of my past stuff. I've been in years of therapy regular, and I knew it was just time to try something different.
Cool. How many years did you try therapy?
I have been in regular therapy, well, traditional therapy, for almost 16 years. I'm 31, and I started when I was 16.
And did you ever go the medication route? Was that a thing that you...
I did. I have been on everything from benzos to the lightest thing that they could give me, and none of it. It was a band-aid, as they say. They band-aided it, but they didn't solve it. And that got to be frustrating because you want a solution. You don't want temporary relief. You want full relief. So when that wasn't working, I just reached out and wanted to go a different route.
Well, I'm so glad you did. What did it feel like to sort of go that many years trying all the different tools and not getting the kind of relief that you needed? What was the feeling of that?
Overwhelming. Grief, sadness, feeling just beat by myself. And that's the worst feeling ever. When you don't feel like you have control over yourself, you know you're not doing anything bad to hurt others, but you know that you're not doing anything good to help yourself either. And it's not because you don't want to, it's because the ways aren't out there and accessible like they should be to people who traditional therapies don't work for.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just frustrating and heartbreaking to have to go through that much work and that many years to find something that actually did work.
Mm-hmm.
So all around, it was just depressing. It added to the depression really bad.
Yeah, exhausting.
Yeah, exhausting. Absolutely.
How did you find me and what did you hear initially? What did you experience that you thought, oh, I think this can help me? What was the thought process?
I was to that breaking point. I was willing to try anything and everything. I'm a big believer in the subconscious. I've been fascinated with how the mind works since I was little. I wanted to connect with that part of me because I knew that it was there. I didn't know how to access it, though. I knew that that's what hypnotherapy did. But I was surrounded by people who didn't believe in it. That was a big holdback for me. So don't let your people tell you that it's scary. It's not. But it was a fear, kind of being judged. And when I finally came to that first session, I went home and just felt lighter.
Yeah.
My body felt lighter. And for me, that was confirmation that, hey, this is your body, this is your mind working together. And yeah, I was sold. And it wasn't even a thought in my mind. It was just like, okay, when's my next one?
and it's
been great.
Fantastic. So you realized in the first session, this is different, this is working.
Okay.
And then what was it like that first month of listening to your customized audio and then coming to the second session? Because some of it, at what point did the fear go away? Because there is an element of this is different. And whenever the brain takes on something that's different, it's
change is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change is scary. It was probably after 2 weeks of listening to the first audio that I was excited to go to bed. I was like, okay, let's put on my sleep mask. Let's get to bed. Let's get to rest stage. And it turned from fear to excitement. It did. It turned from, okay, this is weird, this is unusual. And it clicked one night, and it's been excitement ever since to get to that new recording or get to that new level of unlocking something inside myself.
Beautiful. I love that.
Yep.
So what does it feel like now? How has your life changed? What's the feeling state that you're now experiencing?
Hey guys, studies are showing that 68% of people that watch podcasts regularly don't click the subscribe button. Do me a huge favor. If you like this content, click subscribe so other people know where to go for the cool stuff. Thank you.
Joy, honestly. I had woken up. I've had minimum panic attacks. I've honestly been waiting for them. It's just weird.
How often had you had panic attacks before you came?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Panic attacks. Wow.
And I just don't know if I should expect it or if I know. And that's what I keep waiting up and telling myself. I know. And I just keep waiting, like, where is this anxious? Like, it's almost like a part of me is missing. Not that I'm missing it at all. But a part of me is gone. And I want to say good riddance. I want to say goodbye. Don't ever come back. Because it's just been, it's been good rest. It's been good family time. It's been good devotional time with me. It's been good writing time. It's not been all the chaos of what's going on internally taking over those things. It's just been peace and me being able to be in that moment. And that is honestly a gift I'm probably never going to be able to thank you for.
I think we need to do a little exercise right now. It's safe for me to say goodbye to this forever.
It's safe for me to say goodbye to this forever.
It is time for me to let go of this forever.
It is time for me to let go of
this forever. I deserve to let go of this forever.
I deserve to let go of this forever.
I am so glad it's gone forever.
I am so glad it's gone forever.
How does that resonate?
You see me smile. I'm excited. Honestly, I can't thank you enough. It really has changed my life.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am just over the moon with the results. I think even my family noticed within weeks of me coming, just my effort to get more involved, to be more active. I've enrolled both my boys in two different new activities. It's just been night and day, honestly.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
It fills my heart to see people dump that 150-pound backpack they've been carrying around.
I know. I'm like, I can go light packing now. I don't even need a bag, y'all.
So if you had any other advice to share with somebody that might be struggling, what would you say? Because I know a lot of times when people do this process, stuff comes up that they're like, I didn't expect that. I didn't think that healing was going to feel like this. I didn't feel like my remedy was going to come from this.
So that's a tough one. During any type of therapy, you're going to hit on touchy subjects. You are going to have to relive the past sometimes, and you have to be mentally prepared for that. I think given my history, I was ready to face that. I'd been living with it for so many years that it was just, I looked at it every day in the mirror. So I think for other people, it might be different. It might be a little bit scarier, but what you have to, I guess, weigh out is, do I want to continue living like this forever, or do I want to let go and do I want peace? And that's what took away the fear for me, is just focusing on that I want peace. And that was my driving force all the way through. And it was scary in the beginning, but it was so worth it.
That's when breakthroughs come.
Yeah,
truly. Breakthroughs come when, that's why I only work with people that have an 8, 9, or a 10 need to change, and an 8, 9, or a 10, commitment to change.
Absolutely. And the commitment's everything, honestly. It is, even though it's scary, even though it's hard, nothing in life comes easy.
And are you really reliving it or reviewing it? Because you don't really, I mean, it's not like 20 years of therapy where you go and talk about your pain forever. It's kind of like going to the dentist with an infected tooth.
Yeah.
You know, you go find what's
the sore
wrong and take it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly, I guess that's a better way of putting it, is reviewing it, because that's literally what you're doing in your mind. And yeah, that's...
As long as you're willing to look under the bed and see the scary monster that lives there.
Yeah, and be like, hey, we acknowledge you, but you got to go now. And that is a big thing that I think may hinder people. But at the same time, you just got to be willing to face your own demons.
And is it more painful to pretend you can suppress it and not deal with it? Or is it more painful to look under the bed and say, oh, it's not really what I thought it was?
It's 100 times more painful to suppress it. I was the queen of suppressing my emotions for a long time. I grew up in a narcissistic family. That's basically what you have to do in order to survive. So absolutely suppressing it was hard. Coming out and being fully open with who I am, how I feel, what I need as an individual is changing my life at home. It's showing my boys and my husband, hey, mom is a person too. And that's honestly, I never really felt like a person. I just kind of felt like a punching bag or a scapegoat in the past. And now I feel like my stuff actually matters because I see myself as something that matters. And that view and that change is everything.
And that always works. As we all know, children don't do what we tell them to. They do what we model for them. So if you want children that don't want to be doormats,
yes,
that don't want to have poor boundaries,
mm-hmm.
then we need to embrace that and definitely demonstrate how that looks.
Yep.
And then everybody feels better because it actually doesn't feel good to take advantage of other people.
It doesn't at all. My son is 11 and he's going through a bullying incident right now. And I've honestly been so proud of how he's handled it. And I think a lot of it has to do with how he's seen me react in situations over the course of this 90 days. And I've been so proud of him. I couldn't have taught him how to handle the situation better. And it's because actions speak louder than words all day.
Beautiful. I'm so grateful that you came and took the time to share your story. I know you're a busy person. So if you were just to wrap up in a bow, what is that transition worth to go from feeling scared, suffering, not knowing how to solve the problem to where you currently are? What is that worth?
I couldn't pull the money together in the world to tell you what that was worth. It's something that I never thought that I would find, honestly. I'd given kind of up that hope until, like I said, that 2-week mark where it was just excitement to go to bed. And then I was just like, this is really working for me. It's that little unlock in the brain that just fixes stuff. This is not going to be my last session. I will go ahead and tell you all that right now. I will be back because it's transformative. And one word is transformative.
I'm so grateful.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, goodness. I'm so honored and thrilled to be able to do this work and to provide the kind of space that people can make these transitions. It's a huge blessing to me because I feel like there's nothing more precious.
You are a gift, I know, to me and my family at this point, and you will always be a special place in my heart. So thank you, Dr.
So if you got benefit from this, if you learned anything that was valuable, please click like and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next video.
Y'all have a great day.
's for joining us for this episode of Next Level Healing. Please like, subscribe, and let us know how this helped you. How can it be even more life-changing? We love hearing from you. And if you're eager to upgrade your life, click the button here or go to consulttara.com and get your free customized GPS map. Get the coordinates for where you are now and where you want to go. Clients consistently report it's faster and easier than they thought possible. Remember, you were meant for more, and it is available to you. See you right here next week for our next episode.